United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as part of the PTL club.
World's over. people who were causing the riots during the 60s. It's been taken over by the hippies from the 60s.
The radicals.
The radical hippies from the 60s, the Bill Ayerses and those people. And it's not your grandfather's Democrat Party. You know, there was a day when Democrats and Republicans were only slightly different in their views, and they shared the same view on the Constitution. And that's gone.
Oh, most definitely. Why do you think Reagan left the party?
Yeah.
You know, he was smart enough to do it way back then.
His quote was, I didn't leave my party, my party left me.
Yeah. Right.
That's true. And, you know, and as far
family,
as all your...
unique, individual
lot. We're going to go to break here in a second. Because I did a Tracy right here, and I just let the commercials come in on us. But I thought we had 2 minutes, and it was 1 minute. But anyway, right after this, we're going to take our leave and do some commercials. But go ahead, Ben, finish your statement.
Well, I just wanted to say for the union workers in America, when my grandfather was part of the union, the Democratic Party, yeah, it was all good, all fine. Now, look what he's done to you union workers. He broke your union at GM. You guys have nothing compared to what your workers had there 10 years ago. Now you got to work there. Do you have a vested interest in your own company?
Well,
okay, that's number one. Number two, look what he did to the coal unions.
Yeah,
you know?
He said we don't care about them. I mean, he flat admitted that.
After he gets your vote, he stabs you in the back.
And,
I mean, any union worker that supports the Democratic Party now needs to have their head examined.
Well, all you plumbers and pipe fitters out there in the valley, they want to stop the fracking. What happens if they stop the fracking? If they stop the fracking, you ain't going to be laying no pipe. And it's my understanding that the local plumbers and pipe fitters are saying that there's supposed to be full employment for union plumbers and pipe fitters here in the valley for the next 25 years. But you stop that. You let these environmental nut jobs that have invaded your precious Democrat Party get control, and you stop the fracking. You let Bobby Hagin stop fracking, and you can all just go on the unemployment line because that's where you'll be headed.
Yeah, you know, and here I'm going to give him a break on this one. He doesn't necessarily want to stop the fracking, period. He wants to make sure that it's done really quite safely.
With
and,
money, so some until somebody lines his pockets. That's
well,
what,
now that I don't know nothing
I'm gonna,
about.
I'm going to translate that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll say it like this. I'm not going to, you know, I don't know on that. And you know, that there are many people here that are getting their pockets lined, there's no doubt. But I'm not gonna call that one. But I will say that it's ridiculous if you think that you want to stop the energy from coming out of the ground when we've been doing this practice for 60 something years, and all the problems they said they had over in Pennsylvania
were a lie.
Were
every
a lie.
Last one of them was a lie.
Right.
They've all been debunked.
And had nothing to do with the fracking. And
people wanted paid.
What's about Oil City, PA?
You know, oil.
Well,
hey,
I was just down.
Oils on the surface
I,
there.
I,
that's what
right.
I'm talking
I
about.
I was just in Parkersburg, West Virginia this weekend.
Uh huh.
And we went to the oil and gas museum there. They got a little oil and gas museum. They were pulling crude oil out of the ground in Parkersburg, in and around Parkersburg, West Virginia,
uh-huh.
in the 1840s at 20 feet.
Uh huh.
20 feet.
Well,
all right.
I mean,
yeah.
even in Columbiana, they've got oil bubbling up through their water wells.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not because of fracking. I mean, this has been happening ever since they've been drilling for
right.
water.
The Indians, the Native Americans in this country used it for medicine. There's a display in Oil City, Pennsylvania. Two old maids made themselves millionaires. They were going to the creek bank, and they were seining the oil that was coming out of the creek banks into Oil Creek. Oh, gee, why would they name it Oil Creek?
And, gee, I mean, how many people have fished there before?
That's what I say about global warming too. I say, why is
what is oil?
Wait a minute. Why is there a lake down in Mill Creek Park called Lake Glacier? you got to be stupid. To not see the ridiculousness of some of this stuff. And
well,
I'm not. Yeah.
It's about control. It all of the stuff that the progressives are doing to us is all about controlling us. They want to control our energy. They want to control our property use. They want to take our firearms from us so they can control us. Because if we lose our firearms, it's really all over. And I know, well, you can't take on the United States Army. Well,
I don't think we're going to have to worry about them. I think our government might have to worry about the Army.
I'm more worried about the TSA. I think they're being armed to be the government's private army, the brown shirts.
The brown shirts or the Gestapo?
Gestapo, yeah, the Gestapo.
Well,
and we have George Bush to blame for that.
Well, Yeah, but we also got Barack Obama stating he wants a private police force.
That's right.
What do you need a private police force for?
No, he wants a private army.
Well,
he didn't say police force.
Private army. What do we need a private army for?
Well, you need a private army to quell the unrest when you send the IRS out to get the people.
Well, when the Germans needed a private army, the SS was involved, and their main task was the elimination of a populace or a race, and the race of people were the Jews, and they were the ones living at the ghettos at that time. Now our ghettos are filled with what?
Black people.
For the most part? So
yeah.
Who do you think this new army is going to get rid of?
Jeff, can you explain to me, with all of the history, with the KKK and all of the history, why is it that the leaders of your community are so pro-gun control? Why, with all of the history of government coming in, because all of the Jim Crow laws, the KKK in many instances was backed up by the government.
Yeah,
explain this to me. Explain the rationale, because I'm...
The rationale is there has been political... How should I say? It's a whole thing involved in this. There's been political bullying upon the people of America like that. And this is what has happened. Every time African Americans in this country became independently wealthy away from the system, they were beaten back down right after Jim Crow. And I told you, I had my grandfather's uncle had gotten out of slavery, worked and bought prime land that was, not prime land, but paid a prime price for swamp land in South Carolina. What they did to him was, after he drained the land, cleared it, and had some of the best farmland in the county that he was in, they came in and said, with the Jim Crow laws, your father didn't own any land, so you can't own it. And they took his land and sold it out amongst, other guys.
And who did that to your grandfather?
Well, it was the Democrats of South Carolina. There's no doubt
about it.
The Ku Klux Klan.
But were they given force of government behind them?
Yeah. Well, the force of local government they had.
There you go.
Yeah. Because they can make up the rules as they went, and they did.
That's right.
Now, I don't forget those things that my grandfather told me, and the stories my father told me, and the reason why he was not, a Democrat. Now, I'm not blaming everything on Democrats. I support local Democrats. There's many fine local Democrats here that don't have anything to do with the craziness of the party, just like there are some very fine Republican people that don't necessarily, aren't necessarily tied into the hierarchy of the party nationally. You have to understand that there's a big difference between national Democrat Republican and local Democrat Republican. There's a huge difference. And so, it's not, what you're doing, but it's about your aim. It's about what's in your party platform. There's no way we should support abortion when black people are dying at three times the rate of everybody else as a result of it.
I mean, can one serve two masters? Can you go to church and be a religious person and still support the murdering of the unborn?
I just don't understand.
I don't understand 40, either.
42% of births in the New York area are being aborted.
42, right. And then now I'm going to give you a flip on this.
We should abort the parents?
Well, no, I'm going to give you a flip. This is something. Now, we don't have the ability to stop the abortion just by the local people. But guess what's going to make up the difference on that?
I'm
immigration. They're going to bring in these people to make up for the population of people that are not paying into the system because they're not here. That's what they're going to do. Hmm. Now, these are people that think that they're going to be able to stay in power past bringing in the immigrants from, primarily out of South America or Mexico, South America.
And most of these immigrants are immigrating here because they're hardworking conservatives.
Yeah, but the thing is they're not going to vote conservative because...
Within a generation, I think they will.
Well, most immigrant groups filter into the traditional 50-50 liberal-conservative split in this country. Mm-hmm. Actually, the majority of Americans do say they're... If you ask them specific questions about what they believe, it comes up they're conservative.
But then they support a radical party, which is I don't understand why they would do that. You know, that's why I tell everybody, before you vote, read the party platforms. It's in there.
Because they don't know.
Well,
they don't educate themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's... You know,
well,
that's why I've often said insulting the intelligence of a liberal is an oxymoron.
Well,
I mean, you got to cut some slack to some of these people. I mean, if you're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, put groceries on the table, you don't have time to do the stuff we do. I mean, we kind of live in a little bubble because we do this and we spend more time than the average person to educate ourselves.
I was going to say we got paid.
No, we don't get paid. Oh, no.
Heck no, then the IRS.
This is a labor. This is a labor of love.
Yeah, please. We got paid for this. The IRS would be here. They have a monitor outside the door right now. What do you guys think getting paid here?
Yeah.
You got to pay $3.
You better believe they know about us because, you know, when you know, you have Tracy on being interviewed by NPR every so often.
Uh-huh.
We're on the radar.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
as far as
that goes.
My last name is Bradshaw, B-R-A.
Mine is S-T-I-C-K-S.
And I know nothing. Nothing. And that's the cert. That's the call of today, too. Nobody knows anything. We just have people... Well, I don't know what room he was in. They asked him directly, what room was the president in? Was he in the Situation Room? He says, I don't know what room that this Pfeiffer that they sent out yesterday to look like a fool. Now, he went on 5 shows looking like a fool. Why? Why did they do this?
Cover-up.
Yeah, but
you know,
it's a cover-up.
They're doing so much cover-up, they should be working for what's that traveling makeup, Maybelline? They should be working for Maybelline, these guys.
They never thought that the regular press would ask them any hard questions because they thought they had bought them off because George Soros owns most of them, okay, by reason of how much money he puts into them. Now, you have to understand, people, George Soros is the power behind the president.
Who worked for the Nazis.
He worked for the Nazis.
He was a Jew who actually helped burn his own people.
Well, see, you know.
In Austria. This is, you look up his history. It's on the website. It's online. He was a collaborator. And
go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
but my thing is, George Soros has a vested interest in the United States going down and becoming a socialist nation because then he'll control things. He's a hedge fund operator
well. Between George Soros and Michael Bloomberg.
They both
have God complexes.
Yeah.
They both have unbelievable God complexes.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Bloomberg is such an idiot, though. I mean, I just can't understand.
He ain't no idiot.
He's an idiot. I mean,
he's crazy like a fox.
Well, I mean, he's getting what he wants now. He knows how to get that money and, you know, and things like that. But here's the thing. Why I say idiot. And the reason why I say idiot, not because he's got a kabillion dollars or a quadrillion dollars, whatever you call it. And it's because they actually go about doing the things they do without any thought that there's a hell to pay for the things that they're going to do. They don't think that there's a God. They don't think that there's anything like that. So they go about what they're doing, thinking that they're justified because they have acquired a quadrillion dollars and that they are the elitist and leaders of the world. And because they are, they can do whatever they want. You have to understand that. And people of the United States, you have a choice in the matter. In Germany, there wasn't much choice.
Oh, they had choice initially.
I said there wasn't much choice. I'm not saying there was
none. How many Jews voted Hitler in power?
Well, see, that's what I don't know.
And that's after his first Foote's failed. His first night of long knives when they tried to take over the government failed. He was in jail. Mm-hmm. Hitler was in jail.
Which put the Jewish
isn't that,
people.
Isn't that where he wrote Mein Kampf?
Yeah, and look at the similarities in the Obama administration. Bill Ayers was in jail. Was in jail for the same thing Adolf Hitler did. But instead of Bill Ayers being president, he put his best friend in as president, Barack Obama. Okay? And Barack states this in his own books. I mean, literally, his socialistic ideals for our country, he wants to make us on par with the rest of the world. He doesn't want us to be an elite nation. He doesn't want us to have the best economy. He wants us to have the same economy as Brazil, Brazil's not bad, but as Ecuador, where they have no economy. I mean, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. Socialism failed in every country it was tried in, or the country fell from within. You know, don't believe me? You look at Russia. You look at China. If they didn't have a free market economy or a freer market economy, they were going to fail, and they knew it. That's why they backed down. That's why they do have capitalism now in China. The government is still a communist government, still a communist-run government, but the economic system there has changed, and that's why they are becoming so prosperous.
I heard that. Well, yeah. we're once again, you're dealing with a situation where you're going to be in a class.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, what people have to remember about socialism, the only way to have a successful socialist economy is to create a large section of the population that are slaves. You have to have free labor to make socialist economies work. And if you don't have free labor, they won't work.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You have to have free or low-cost labor.
Even when they had free or low-cost labor, example, China. I mean, the government killed many people. I mean, look at the work.
Well,
even when you have a free economy in a free society or cheap labor, it still doesn't work. It eventually will fail.
Well, the plan is Agenda 21, and the model is China, where you work in the bottom floor of the factory, you eat in the middle floor of the factory, and you live in the top floor of the factory, and after about 3 years of that, you throw yourself off the roof of the factory.
No, actually, it collapses because it was built because everything's corrupt there, and you end up dying. We've seen that recently happen, too. Or because of poor construction, they have a minor earthquake there and everybody dies because of that. Because, once again, the economy doesn't work. It doesn't work. They don't have the same safety controls as we do over here. They don't have anything that we have over here.
And the thing is, people that don't understand this, the environmentalist people should be screaming for capitalism because socialism doesn't generate enough wealth to clean up after itself. I mean, I've seen videos, the Russians were throwing spent nuclear reactors over the side in the Arctic Ocean. I've seen the videos. There was a guy in my reserve unit that got us, he was in the CIA, and he got declassified films and showed them to us. And in the 60s, they were taking these nuclear reactors out of these submarines, and they just kicked them over the side because they didn't know what to do with them. They tried to refuel a submarine alongside, caused a huge release of radiation. The Russians did. Their oil fields were a mess under the socialist communist system,
mm-hmm.
because nobody cared, because nobody made any money, and because nobody was in charge. Because when everybody owns something, guess what? Nobody owns it.
Well, no doubt about it, and you know, we'll see what happens here. But once again, I don't know why people aren't upset, because I can understand they can't get to the socialism thing because they have never had it like that here. We've never been in a totally socialist society. You've up till now, where there's 3 million less jobs in the economy than there was 6 years ago. Okay, 3 million less that, you know, here it is. We're saying everything's fine. When people can't find work,
I still stick to my premise.
And that is?
My premise is there's an awful lot of guys out there that lost their jobs in 08 and 09. Their wife's got a pretty decent job with benefits,
mm-hmm.
and they're all working under the table.
Yeah, people are working under the table.
They're working under the table. There's a lot of guys doing it. because it don't pay to go back to work in a factory, or it don't pay to go back to work where you were working because you're going to work for half the money.
Until you pay the taxes,
it doesn't pay you to go to work.
You know, I have people that come in my shop from time to time.
We got
to
go. Gotta
I'm
go.
Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A broken water main has forced a boil water alert for Trumbull County. Customers in Vienna Township are affected by the alert on Niles-Vienna Road between Warren-Sharon Road and south of 692 Niles-Vienna Road. Police made regular crime runs to the Cleveland Street, where three women were held captive in a house for more than a decade before escaping. Since the 2002 abduction of the first victim, police went to the block to take crime reports nearly 160 times. That's just over one crime report per month during the past decade for a city block with fewer than 20 homes. Ohio has received a $2.1 million federal grant to improve criminal background checks for home health care workers who directly serve the disabled and elderly. The money means more thorough reviews for more than 100,000 workers who provide direct care to patients in Medicaid and Medicare-funded settings. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Golf 18 holes at Avalon Lakes, Kensington, Greens of Greenville, or Avalon at Buell with a cart for an incredible 60 to 70% off the regular price. Go to 600WSOM.com and click the Sweet Jack icon. Get online and buy yours today.
And now, Crestview Auto Body presents The Secret Conversations of Deer.
So, back from car baiting again, Mr. Daredevil?
Yep, but that's not why I do it, though.
This ought to be good. Why do you jump in front of cars?
The signs.
What signs?
Those insulting signs.
What's wrong now?
Those deer crossing signs are an insult to all self-respecting deer. I don't look like that. You don't look like that. And what's with this leaping pose? We're not always leaping.
So that's why you're jumping in front of cars?
I'm not just jumping in front of cars. I'm taking a stand against the man. Oh, here comes another one. Join me in the fight!
Crestview Auto Body doesn't really know why that deer jumped in front of your car, but we do know how to fix it after, with the area's most expert collision repair. Crestview Auto Body, like it never happened, with locations in New Waterford, Salem, and Calcutta.
Who are we at Buckeye Firearms? We are active in our churches, schools, and communities. We raise our kids to know the words to the national anthem. We vote, and we pay taxes. We are former and current members of the military and law enforcement. We are avid hunters. We shoot competitively. You will find NRA lifetime membership cards in our wallet. Who are we at Buckeye Firearms? We are your friends, neighbors, and we support your Second Amendment rights. Visit us in Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro, and experience the Buckeye Advantage.
At the Law Office of J.M. Shade, we focus on estate planning for the elderly and people with special needs. We'll help you find a way to pay for long-term health care, write your will, and set up a trust to avoid probate. Estate planning is essential for everyone. Don't delay and leave your family to deal with the stress after you're gone. Show them you care. Call us today, 866-606-6187. That's 866-606-6187. 6187, jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again. Afternoon with Tracy and Fred, myself, Jeff in the air chair. Sticks and Ben here hanging out. And it is quarter to the hour of 1 o'clock here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. WSOM AM on iHeartRadio and Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Come on in and call in and give us your view. And we have a caller on the line right now. Wait a minute. You didn't come up. I see you pushed it. There you go. Come on, Sal. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, man?
It's got to be you. How you doing, Doc?
I'm, like they say, busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. So I'm gonna mute my phone and listen for a second because it's gonna get a little noisy in here for a second.
Okay. All well, right. We'll keep going.
I'll
you
come
back
on,
when you're ready.
All right.
Anyway, you know, it's something to see. I'm concerned about the country. I'm concerned about where we're going. Now, they're telling me too that we are now looking at that the deficit is shrinking, like in leaps and bounds, and it's scheduled to go down some $400 billion, you know, which is a record reduction. And I keep asking the guys that are saying that because it came out of Forbes magazine, and it's a good article, and a good something if it comes out of Forbes, because Forbes, of course, is the money magazine.
Right.
Why is that happening, and does anybody really know? And here's what I'll say. The last 4 years, we spent twice as much as Bush and Clinton. Okay? So now I need to know how we spent twice that much and the deficit is shrinking down. I know the answer, but I want to hear what everybody else says.
Well, the deficit may be going down, but the debt is still going up.
Okay.
People try to use those words interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
And the deficit is the amount that the federal government spends more in a year than it collects in tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
The debt is the total accumulation. If you look at the debt clock, it's still going up.
Mm-hmm.
So all we're doing is we're spending a few billion dollars less this year than we spent last year.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean the deficit did come down from last year. But our overall debt is still increasing,
right?
At a staggering rate.
It's expected to hit $20 trillion
right.
pretty quick here.
And if you were not a liberal, you would understand that,
right? Well, I wanted to say this one thing: the reason why we're seeing this fast reduction of it has nothing to do with good things, because with Geithner printing as much money as he's printing a month, and that money is not trickling down into the rest of go ahead.
Yeah, $85 billion a month they're putting into the swimming pool, which is diluting the chlorine. I mean, that's the easiest way to explain it. There's a product out there called Bitcoin. Have you ever heard of it, Jeff? Ben, have you heard of Bitcoin?
I've heard of the term, but I'm not familiar with
it. It's an online currency, and you can in your.
Oh, that's right.
And if you own a store, you can agree to take it. And basically, it's a barter system, but it uses internet currency, for a better word, as a means of exchange. And the thing is, the algorithm for this Bitcoin is based on the way the gold standard works.
Mm-hmm.
And so they only create so many new Bitcoins a year based on historical rate of discovery of gold. And to try to make people understand how this works is, the first Bitcoin purchase was 2 Papa John's pizzas. It was like 10 years ago, something like that. I'm not exactly sure of the date. And it was 25 Bitcoins. 25 Bitcoins today, because they haven't printed anymore. Only very few, just to make up with the percentage of new gold in the algorithm. 25 Bitcoins today is worth like $2.5 million. That's how much the dollar has devalued against Bitcoin.
I should have bought a bit of the coin.
Yes, you should have. But it ain't going to last long. I just saw this weekend. They've already seized somebody's account for, I don't know what the charge was. Illegal something or other.
Yeah, well, there you go.
What that really tells me is that the IRS is involved. And they probably weren't getting the taxes. They weren't getting their bit of money. This is all part of taxing the Internet and why they want to tax the Internet, because a Bitcoin would be worth nothing if they start taxing the Internet.
Well, that's what people don't understand. A dollar bill would be worth nothing if nobody would take it. And it's going to be worth nothing someday.
I'm going to start taking euros, I think.
Really?
I will accept euros now at my store, because I honestly believe that that's where the oil standard's going.
Will you take silver?
Yo, definitely will take silver. silver, gold, your right arm, firstborn,
face.
Soul, whatever. You no.
How much time space? How much time's face are you crediting for silver coins right now?
You know, I haven't. I've never taken silver coins as of yet. But what I would probably do is call the gentleman I purchase off of him, see what coins are brought in, see what they're worth, and probably give you 5% over what they're worth. Only because it's, you know, it's something I would never sell, and it's something that, you know, my ex can't take any more of from me.
Oh, hey, we've got it.
I feel so much.
We got an explanation of Bitcoin here from our friend Computer and Web Guy. Bitcoin is a digital currency first described in 2008 paper by pseudonymous developer Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah.
Who called it a peer-to-peer electronic cash system. Bitcoin creation and transfer is based on an open-source cryptographic protocol.
Mm.
There you go. I have no idea what I just read.
I read that, too, and noticed I didn't say anything about it.
Well, the cryptographic protocol basically means that there's no way to break in there and change it so you can benefit it yourself. There's no way to hack into the program.
I did look it up and check
it out. It's electronic hard currency.
Right.
Okay, say that again, Sal, because I didn't know you were back.
Yeah, it's electronic hard currency.
Okay.
Yeah, which is like
until somebody goes in and figures out the algorithm and cracks it and steals everybody's money.
Yeah, that's why they call it cryptic right now, because nobody's done that so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they can break into banks, they can eventually break into that. That's why I don't like doing anything electronically. I do prefer a hard currency. And, I mean, I wish our hard currency was backed by a precious metal.
Oh, there
you go. Know why? Do you know why coins have ridges on the edge?
Oh, you got me.
Because back when we had real coins made out of gold and silver,
mm-hmm.
they put the ridges on the edge so you couldn't shave the coin. Because people would take and scrape the edges of the coin off.
Oh.
And actually make the size of the coin smaller because the value of the coin was based on the weight.
Yeah.
And that's why all your coins, with the exception of the nickel, have ridges on the edge. It goes back to silver, silver and gold.
And those new gold dollars they're making don't have it either. They must be pretty worthless, too.
Wow. Well, we'll see what happens. We will see what happens anyway. We're talking about what's going on. Give us a call here at 330-781-9600 or at
1-347-945-5229.
There you go, Sticks. Thank you. Excuse me as I choke on myself here. And we're just looking to see what you have to say. It's open line. You can talk about whatever you want to. You can talk about NASCAR, football, baseball if you want to. You can talk about relationships if you want to, all of that stuff. It doesn't matter because it's open line.
And you won't get a polluted answer. You'll get a straight answer today because it's all testosterone
in
the room here. So
nobody here to put on the brakes.
Right. And we'll give you a straight fourth answer because we're not tripolar. You won't get three answers. We promise we'll just give one and it'll make sense.
Yeah, I'm looking at something because we have one of my favorite guys saying that this is his answer to I asked the question whether the QE3 and the sequestration had anything to do with it. He said, if I read this article he sent to me from the magazine Forbes magazine, policies and practices matter. Right-wing ideology brought us to job losses in the Great Recession, only allowing the rich to get richer. Progressive ideology is bringing us back again. Excuse me. The debt is now under 5% of GDP. Excuse me. Down from the high of 10% necessitated by actions taken to get us out of the mess right wing put us in. Does that make sense to you?
Who wrote the article? What magazine
Forbes,
did it come out of?
It's in Forbes magazine.
Is that a quote out of the article or is that
No,
him
talking? That's his.
Okay, that's him talking. Well, if this stuff worked, why don't we just make minimum wage $1,000 an hour? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if any of this stuff was real, if you could just print money into infinity, why don't we just issue everybody a $200 million check every January?
Oh, I agree.
I mean, if what they're saying is true, go ahead.
We've got the perfect example of what happens when you go to a democratic socialist society. All you got to do is look at England pre-Margaret Thatcher.
Well, hey, look at any inner city. Look at any inner city in the United States. I mean, seriously, that is your socialistic society. Is that what you want for the rest of the country?
Economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I spent a lot of time in.
Hold on, local caller. You're going to be. In fact, hold on, you guys. Let me bring this person up. Local caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right on with what I've heard today. History does repeat itself. Hitler was mentioned. And we've been dummied down because where's the outrage? The average person, where's the outrage? Unless they're afraid to start, you know. Like we've had beer summits with Obama. Sometimes I feel like a million man watch, and we all show up for a beer summit with them. But you mentioned George Soros, and then I hear on a lot of shows the New World Order, and one more big point. Years ago, I'll tie it all in. Years ago, I was at a beach, and someone was passing these papers out, and it mentioned everything that where we're at today, the EPA regulations. Jobs going, getting rid of the middle class, phasing it out. We're at that point.
Oh, I hear you. We're at that point, but you know, once again, people think that because they get a particular answer, like the deficit is dropping now. You know, well, the deficit is not, you know, is not going to do, is not telling you a true story when you're falsely supporting that situation by printing $85 billion a month out of thin air.
Why do you think the markets are up?
That's why the markets are up, because they're taking all the money off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Well, the Federal Reserve has created a zero interest rates. The banks are borrowing money at zero from the Federal Reserve. They're buying bonds at 2%, and then they're loading it back. They're buying bonds from the federal government 2%, so they're making 2% from the taxpayers, and they haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to somehow stimulate the economy.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And for a short-term burst, it does work.
Well, yeah, it's a caffeine fix.
Right.
It's a caffeine fix.
Right, but just like caffeine, I mean, once your 5 hours is up, you're up. And there's nothing to do except look at Europe.
Well, I can't, you know, I keep hearing about...
I'm serious. This is why I'm telling you. Where they are. Look what happened is with the economy.
Hey, we'll be right back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Oklahoma's governor is seeing up close areas of her state that were hit hard by yesterday's tornadoes, as residents keep an eye on the skies for more severe weather today. Two deaths now blamed on the storms. ABC's Jim Ryan in Tornado Alley.
Another tornado is just what Terry D. Spain doesn't need as he starts to pick up what's left of his house east of Oklahoma City. He saw a Sunday storm roaring over a hill.
It was real dark at first. You can see it was real dark. And then the hailstones started falling, and then you could see, like right up where that house is, you could see the debris going around in circles.
DeSpain emerged from his storm shelter to find that his house had been crushed and thrown into a gully. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Little Axe, Oklahoma.
United Airlines is getting its 787s back in the air today. ABC's Alex Stone.
4 months after the Boeing 787 was grounded because of problems with onboard batteries overheating, now United has put the ultra-high-tech plane built out of composite materials back in the air.
Welcome on board.
The first flight took off from Houston, bound for Chicago. International flights on United 787s resume next month, beginning with Denver to Tokyo. Alex Stone, ABC News.
We have Memorial Day weekend coming up. The Environmental Working Group has released its annual sunscreen guide, rating the safety of hundreds of sunscreens, lip balms, and makeup that advertise sun protection. Researchers say only a quarter of those studied got a passing grade. Nika Liba on what to look for.
You want to look for a sunscreen with the active ingredients zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. We found that those mineral-based sunscreens protect against both UVA and UVB rays, and they're pretty stable in the sun.
Yahoo officially announcing today its purchase of the popular blogging site Tumblr for over $1 billion. This is ABC News.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Pakistan's former military strongman has been granted bail, but he's not out of the woods yet, says ABC's Mohammed Lila.
He's one step closer to freedom. A judge has granted bail to Pakistan's former leader and military strongman, Pervez Musharraf. The case accused him of being involved in the assassination of a former Pakistani leader, Benazir Bhutto. A judge granted the bail when the man who made the accusation refused to testify, saying it was in the national interest. Despite the bail, Musharraf remains under house arrest while two other cases against him make their way through Pakistan's complicated legal system. Mohammed Lila, ABC News, Islamabad.
British health officials are trying to stop a growing measles epidemic. This year, more than 1,200 cases of measles, after a record number of nearly 2,000 cases last year. Doctors blame parents' fears from a 1998 study that linked autism to several childhood vaccines. That study has since been discounted. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedpttfree. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600. Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Right. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Call my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision.
State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Yes, and what he said. Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah, welcome back to Tracy and Friends. Jeff had to step out for a minute, so it's Styx and Ben, and we're here to entertain or enrage or do whatever we
causing
want, right?
Causing hate and discontent in the Mahoning Valley, that's our job.
I know, it's, yeah, there we go.
Give us a call, 347-945-5229 on the internet. Or,
now, you know this is an equal opportunity radio show.
Oh, yes, 330-781-9600,
yeah.
Local call. And let's see, you can also listen to us on iHeartRadio as well as
Blog Talk Radio.
So call in.
Hello.
We really want to know what you're thinking today. It's a beautiful day, beautiful Monday. And the world's gone crazy, and we're the only sane ones left.
That's right.
Hello.
Just us better clingers.
But anyhow, as we were discussing about earlier, everything is not as it seems, and you really need to do some research, educate yourself. Listen, whether you're a fan of Obama or not, read his books. At the very least, if you like him, support him. He'll get money from the purchase of the books.
Go buy them.
And and if you're educated as to what's going on and what they want to do, and if you know what history is all about, if you look what's happened to various countries and kingdoms in the past and how they were brought down and what started it, I'm pretty sure you won't agree with the policies that this administration is approving of. It's that simple. The healthcare bill is obviously nothing but a death squad and a money thing and an IRS thing. So, technical difficulties. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you got to say, South Carolina?
I said, this is a equal opportunity network or show when you got two white guys on the mic. Is that a Tracy and Friends first?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, we've had one white guy on the mic several occurrences.
Oh, one white guy.
Two at once.
Oh, I'm sorry, the other one's an African American. I forgot about that. A real African American.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm a Middle Eastern American. Close to Africa, though.
Same difference.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing. I have a couple friends of mine that are African American, and they're whiter than me and you. I mean, they are white as white can be, but they come from South Africa.
John Kerry's wife's African American.
She's an African American.
So the Afrikaners, Afrikaans, or how they pronounce them. There's several differences over there. As long as you don't call them a Kaffir, everything's cool.
Yeah. I don't understand, on the census forms anymore when they want, race or everything. I mean, does color, does it really make that big of a difference when you're filling out a census or something like that?
I just applied for a loan.
Uh-huh.
For a refinance on a mortgage. And there were a bunch of race questions on that. And I says, what makes a difference? I says, what's that got to do with my income? And it was all government forms.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. VA or
all government forms. Conventional.
Conventional. Wow.
Yeah, conventional. But they were all. It was all part of, I don't know, housing and urban development or whatever they're calling that department today. It was all part of their census or survey stuff.
Well, dude, I think
tons of racial questions.
I think it's a concerted effort to ensure that, number one, the white man feels all the pain and the pressure that the red man, the brown man, and the black man has felt. The problem with that is they need the white man to live. And everybody else. I mean, it's just crazy. They're going after the people that are basically, you know, supporting their country.
Yeah, they're biting the hand that feeds them.
Yeah. I mean, we can't just be Americans? Goodness gracious.
My point exactly. I mean, we're all created equal in the eyes of God. Why can't we all be equal here? Men, women, child, gay, straight. What doesn't make a difference?
It amazes me. The same people that'll say tax the rich. I worked in steel mills for 20 years. And the same people that'll call for taxing the rich are the same ones that'll look at you or look at the boss and say, I'm not working overtime. The government will just take it all away from me. Now,
yeah.
If it works on a $10 an hour job, why don't it work? Why don't they think it works for some guy making $1 million a year?
I think it's just been the way we've been ingrained. It's the way we've been, you know, everybody's, you know, well, you can't tax the poor. You can't tax, well, I'm not, rich, poor, it doesn't make a difference. We're playing all, we all live in this country.
Would the Internal Revenue Service have any power over any of us? If they just took a flat 2% from everybody?
I don't know if that's enough, but...
I'll bet you it is. When you got 47% that aren't paying a nickel
see,
in...
We're talking about a VAT tax, probably, not like they have over in England. Now, the VAT tax, and that doesn't work either. Once again, it's a socialist society over there, and they started the VAT tax at a straight, I think it was six and a quarter.
No.
And now their VAT tax is, well, how much?
But we're
25%
not,
now.
We're not necessarily talking a VAT
That's
tax.
A sales
tax. We're talking a flat income tax on everybody.
Well,
yeah. You take a flat, if you earn a dollar, you send the government 2 cents.
And all that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I don't care if you earn a dollar a year or $10 million a year.
Yeah, but you have to say earn, and then a lot of people, you know, a lot of that 47% don't earn anything.
Well, you've got, the problem is, I mean, how many people do you know that with earned income credit get back way more money than they ever paid in?
Well, I don't know anybody.
Hurry up.
I know quite a few.
But I will say this. Well, you probably, yeah. But, I mean, it, because 47% of the people aren't working, don't
no,
earn
no, no, they're working. Believe me, they're working, Ben.
Yeah, and but it's under the table. Like,
no,
when
but,
I,
no.
Where we said, that's why that
no,
tax doesn't work.
No, they're working. There are an awful lot of people working at these factories in this area that till they get their earned income credit, they get more money out than they paid in plus even Social Security and everything. I worked with a fella that had 6 kids. He was getting $10,000 a year back on $10 an hour with the earned income credit. He wasn't just getting what he paid in back. He was getting what he paid in back plus about $5,000.
Right. That's why.
And that's true. That is a true scenario.
That's the exact reason a flat tax will work, because he would have paid 2%.
Well, I'm not going to say, because I'm a flat taxer. I do believe in the flat tax.
But see, I disagree with you, Ben, on the VAT tax. But you have to abolish the income tax first. That's the only way the fair tax, which the fair tax is a national sales tax, works, is if you first abolish, you have to institute the fair tax at the exact same time you abolish the income tax.
And that's something I'm not, yeah, I agree, you got to do that. But, you know, then you've got to actually put something in writing or in the law itself, which will say that this tax will stay at this percentage and will only vary when it comes to the population being taxed.
I mean, you have to remember, we had to do a constitutional amendment to do a progressive income tax, because up until
Civil
we had
War.
The progressive income, no, it was found unconstitutional.
Right.
Because you can, up until the amendment that created the income tax, you had to tax everybody equally by percentage.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't allowed to single out one group to pay a higher rate of taxes, which is the way it should be. Everybody should have some skin in the game.
Well, it should.
Because I'll tell you right now, if that 47% and a good chunk of those getting back more than they pay in, if they were paying in a couple 3%, they'd be paying attention to what their government was doing to them.
I think they would too. I think.
No,
that,
I'm going to agree with you there 100%.
You know, because nobody's going to sit there and want their hard-earned, hard-fought money, you know, get jammed up like that. So that's just craziness.
I mean, how many people do you associate with that live for income tax time? You know, they spend it this year and they're looking for next year's.
Yeah, which is crazy too, because I would never.
Well, to me, it's absolutely insane that you would let the government
hold your money.
Right, right.
Why would you pay the government more money in so you can get it back at one time during the year?
If you're doing it right, if you're doing it right when you file your taxes, you should send them zero.
Right,
and they should send you zero.
Is the government paying you any interest on that money? No. So I'm just telling you, if you get an income tax return, you're not that intelligent.
And remember, this year, there was a lot of people thinking they weren't going to get them.
Right.
I mean, they said there wasn't going to be any money to send back tax refunds.
No, I.
So what happens? What happens in the year when they can't send the tax refunds out?
TROUBLE. I'm just guessing.
They're gonna find a way, even if they have to print their money to send those things back, to keep the sense of security.
They'll send
going.
You a voucher.
Yeah, an IOU.
A Walmart gift card.
Walmart gift. Buy Chinese.
I remember the 1 year I was working at Lordstown. I think our bonus was McDonald's gift cards.
Are you serious?
Gift certificates. Yeah, we got like $5. Here, go. Yeah, thank you.
Not bad.
That was
they
our profit.
Give you more than that.
That was our profit sharing. $5 McDonald's gift card. Gift certificate. Yeah.
That is crazy, man.
Yeah, well, supporting a government and a politician that wants to destroy you and your earning capabilities and your freedoms is just as crazy.
Well, I would much rather never get a raise and have my dollar buy more stuff every year.
Disposable income.
Than get a raise and have my dollar buy less stuff every year.
Minimum wage.
Right.
I'm just describing what
you're
saying.
You're right, and people don't understand that. It's such a feel good thing. I mean, the progressives. I mean, they got the human psyche down. They really do. They've hired or just intuitively got a hold of some of the best psychologists.
Well,
understand humans.
They're psychopaths themselves.
Well, yeah, but. Because, you know.
Look at them. Look at them through history. Look at who these people are and what they were and how evil they were.
I read a thing about a woman who lived through the hyperinflation in Germany, and she said she was making $10 million a day and couldn't buy a loaf of bread.
10 million Deutschmarks.
Yeah, Deutschmarks. I'm sorry. 10 million Deutschmarks a day and couldn't buy a loaf of bread.
You remember there was a picture. I remember after World War II, they took a picture of a woman carrying a wheelbarrow or pushing a wheelbarrow filled with Deutschmarks.
Right.
Because at the end of the war, they were printing so much money because everybody knew that it was the end and they weren't going to be able to pay for what they were making.
They were burning it for cordwood.
So that's why we're doing QE2, right?
Yeah, QE3.
QE
Infinity.
QE3, yeah.
I think we're going to go for QE Infinity.
330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. I'd like you to call in and voice your view. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. You can talk about what you want to talk about. And you're in air chair with myself, Jeff, and Sticks, and Ben here today. No woman in the room today. And I think they get scared when they hear that.
Oh, come on. We're all in touch with our feminine side here, so you don't have to worry about it.
I don't have a feminine side. Oh, okay, no, I take that back. I cry at movies.
I'm eating pink candy, so I mean, come on now. So that's about as feminine as we're going to get.
I don't know if that's feminine.
Well, let's talk about something, you know, happy. It's, you know, so we're always talking about the depressing things, you know, with the brown season, and we got to talk about something happy.
I got to meet my daughter's future in-laws this weekend. That was pretty happy.
Were they afraid of you?
No, they're nice people. As a matter of fact, I think we've got the kids scared to death.
Really?
Because we get along so well.
Uh-oh.
We all like to do the same thing. We like to go stock car races. We like to shoot things.
No.
You know,
I love that.
Yeah. You know, we're going to meet them. We're going to meet them in Amish country over the 4th of July. So, yeah, the kids are scared because we've decided we're going to be all four going to be the eight grandparents.
Where at in Amish country?
I'm not sure yet. I don't do I've never done Amish country except for doing business down there with the cattle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole go to Amish country thing for me is kind of a for recreation
a
kind
thing?
Of new thing. Yeah.
Well,
I go to Lehman Hardware
here in Ohio.
Yeah, I go to Lehman's Hardware to actually buy things I use.
Well,
not just sit on the shelf.
There's a nice a couple nice Amish things. There's an Amish museum up in Middlefield, Ohio.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I used to work up that way.
Yeah.
Worked at place called Nossi Packing, and they had a nice little meat market that they sold, you know, stuff they made. They made all these different sausages, hot dogs, blood sausage, rice sausage, all kind of different things. I loved working at that place. And we were not too far from Middlefield.
Yeah.
And I would drive down into Middlefield every now and then after work and just look around at all the different things that they do.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives.
Well, we missed our break again, but we're going to go ahead and let it go this time. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you can fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back again. Afternoon, Tracy and friends, Jeff, Ben, and Sticks in the Air Chair. Looking at something that's really, really shocking me.
What's that?
The BBC. Unexplained. Standstill in global warming since 1998.
1998.
Can you believe that?
We've had 5 years. We haven't had any increase in global warming.
Bush stopped global warming.
Well, no, that can't be Bush's fault. That's got to be Obama's fault.
No.
I'm going to tell you why it's Obama's fault.
Yeah, there's okay? No caption on there, man.
Yeah, I see it.
No,
a week's worth of see down below.
No, there's no caption. That's the crawl.
Oh well, but do you want to know why it's Obama's fault? We haven't had an increase in global warming.
Why?
Because he stopped the business.
Pork spending in Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
He also stopped the immigration problem. Because there's no jobs, because he stopped business, we don't have an immigration problem anymore. Yeah, you said this guy wouldn't be a good president. Shame on you, Jeff. He's done everything he said he would do.
Well, I don't know, man.
Including closing Gitmo.
Oh, he closed Gitmo.
Yeah, wait, it's still open, that's right. I'm sorry.
No, he didn't do that.
No, wait, what else did he promise? Oh, a clear and open administration.
Transparency.
Yeah.
We're going
to read everything before we
right.
vote on
every,
it.
Every bill's going to be on C-SPAN 3 days. All the health care hearings are going to be on C-SPAN.
Right, wait, that didn't happen.
Wait a minute, I remember there was a Fox News camera outside the locked door.
No!
Yeah.
I remember watching that, yeah.
Well, that was a transparent locked door.
Oh, yeah. You know, the guy yesterday, he blamed everything on the Republicans.
Yeah.
The Republicans are behind Benghazi. They're behind Iris Gate. There's no problem here. People go home.
Nothing to see here.
I'm sorry. This president, to me, in my eyes, needs to be impeached. I mean, if I was a member of the military, I'd take him out myself.
No.
You're sworn to uphold the Constitution.
Whoa.
What
do you mean? You can't say take out.
No.
Peaceful
transfer of power.
Right.
I do not want a military coup.
No military coups in the United States.
Oh,
okay, I'm sorry. I did not mean a military coup. That would be crazy. In fact, I don't want anything to happen to our president because the streets would go crazy.
Not only that. If he would resign, then we got 3 years of Joe Biden.
That's even worse.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if I can say this, but
we'll have him standing on the front porch of the White House with his shotgun shooting in the air.
Yeah.
Then you'd have people with bumper stickers saying with Obama on them saying,
"You miss me now."
You miss me now. Because I'm gonna tell you, Joe Biden. I'm sorry. That guy is something else.
He was nothing more than an insurance policy.
A very good one, too. Very good one.
I mean,
he reminds me of Dan Quayle so much, it's unbelievable.
Well, Dan Quayle was brilliant.
Yeah, he was, but he just when it came to speaking, he would say the stupidest things.
Yeah,
I don't remember him saying nothing stupid.
Well, they blew everything out of proportion. If you're looking at a cue card and it says potato spelled wrong on it, I don't know very many people that are gonna go against a cue card, especially if you don't do spelling every day.
I don't know, but the fact that he needed cue cards was
well, no,
enough.
Every spelling bee, the judge always has the words written down. That's not. That's normal.
I mean, what's the problem? I mean, what was the thing?
They said
he spelled potato with an E on the end.
Right.
Which
potato,
is the
potato.
Correct.
The girl spelled potato the proper way, which is without the E, right? P-O-T-A-T-O. It was potato.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the card he was holding said potato with an E.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her she was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he's the dummy for not going against his cue card.
Well, you shouldn't have, because the real English word for potato is with an E. That was correct. That's how you spell potato with an E on it.
All right, Google it. I got to find out now.
Somebody do it.
Well,
I have too many
so when I, so when
hey,
I
hey, guys, the standard
geez,
for
because of the time I spent in England, I spell a lot of words with an S instead of a Z.
Very well could be.
You know,
socialize, S-O-C-I-A-L-I-S-E.
I always spell color. Yes,
that's English.
No,
that's English spelling.
Yeah. That's right.
And we spell it with a Z.
Well, color, C-O-L-O-O-R, it's O-U-R
in
England.
Right.
You know, in favor, same way.
Right.
So it is. We do have differences in spelling, even though we speak the same language.
We're two common cultures divided by a common language.
Right.
Uh-oh. This is a news alert. News alert. Chicago. Yep. 5 dead, 15 wounded in weekend violence in Chicago.
Wonder
who
would
have thunk it?
Was Bush there? It was his fault. Who let Bush carry it?
No, he probably, though, was in his zen saying, you know, saying certain things. Yeah, okay, South, you are in the queue, though.
This is the standard. South! Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. The standard for what is correct at a spelling bee is a dictionary. There's a dictionary that they pull the words out of. And whatever dictionary they're using, that is the way the word is going to be spelled, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't remember why it happened that he put the E on the end. And then the news media made out like he was just so stupid for saying that. And Dan Quayle's IQ was higher than the whole news media's crew that was following him all those years.
Well, remember when Bush was running against Kerry, and they made it seem like Kerry was this super intelligent guy. They went back and looked at the transcripts. Bush had way higher grades than Kerry did.
Bush had a way higher IQ than Kerry had.
Oh, yeah.
And service record, too.
Well.
John Kerry should have been tried for treason.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
I'm with
not
you on that.
To Dan Rather.
Well, Dan Rather is
a
far left Lakeland.
Well.
Yeah, didn't Dan Rather get in trouble for lying on the air when it came to Bush? And
yes, he did.
His record.
Yeah, he wanted them papers they fed him to be true so bad he didn't do no due diligence on them.
And that's right.
You have to explain due diligence to our liberal friends.
He didn't do his homework.
Okay, there you go.
Mm. He didn't do his vetting.
Mm-hmm. And that's what most of our liberal friends are doing, too, because they wouldn't be liberal.
Alex, if you want to jump in, you can. We're just talking about anything. You can bring up any subject. Even Garrett Johnson, man. I don't like him, but I can talk about him. No, he's there. He ain't going to say nothing. That's
talking.
Okay.
I want to go into business with Alabama and Ben and Alex. I want to start Firearm Airlines. No TSA to walk through. Get on the airplane. Everybody's packing.
That's just the thing. Everybody's packing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, it'd be the safest airline on the planet.
Fly. Everybody's packing. Safe and secure flights all the time. No terrorists here.
You know, if only that would work, huh? No, I'm happy with just the pilots and the airline stewardesses carrying some sort of weapons. And, you know, instead of them telling us there's one guy that may be on this plane that may be a TSA and he may be armed.
I don't see.
I just see. I just. I'm for a fully armed society.
Well,
I think if you had a fully armed society, it would be a much kinder, much more respectful society, I mean, yeah, granted, you would have a few hot-headed people every now and then going out in, like in old Dodge City. But for the most part, people who carry firearms, after about the second day, you realize, if I'm carrying a firearm, how do I know the other guy ain't carrying a firearm? And people get way more respectful of each
other. And then what you'll have is we'll go back to the society where we had duels. I mean, just ask some of our presidents that have been in duels.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have a first and you have a second.
Didn't we lose the president to a duel?
Yeah, Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr and...
I mean, I've got no problem with
that. I've got no problem with two adult human beings that want to have a duel. I
don't think it's illegal. If they want, one wants to, you know, challenge each other, it's fine.
As long as you're willing to kill or be killed, I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, you guys are taking it way over the head.
No, I mean, seriously, if you and I want to go out and make an agreement that we're gonna try to kill one another, no third parties involved.
No, you got that's what makes it illegal. You have to have a first and a second there.
Well, what I'm saying is,
yeah, who's your
no chance of a third party
interfering
or
yeah.
Catching a stray.
Right, I have no problem doing that with like laser tag to solve court cases. You know, like go out and have a duel with laser tag. The winner gets, you know, there's no bloodshed, but the winner gets, you know.
Loses the case.
Case, yeah. I mean, not only would court be fun, but it would be fast, too.
Oh, man.
What about airsoft? I think I'd rather do it with airsoft.
Airsoft, yeah. And you put all the lawyers out of business. And lawyers are just future politicians, so therefore it'd solve all the world's problems.
Frozen paintballs are fun, too.
That would hurt, man.
They do that.
Yeah.
I've got friends that paintball.
Actually,
I
prefer a frozen paintball to because it's not as messy. And if you go to one of those, there's right on Route 7, there's a paintball thing. We got to go down and do that. All of us.
Okay, yeah, we ought to.
I'll do it.
I'm setting up a trap shoot for the day of my daughter's wedding for the groom's party.
Oh, that's
are
nice.
You
ready?
The day of or day before?
Day of. She's not getting married till like 5:30 in the evening. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that morning.
So that morning, you know, take the guys out for breakfast and go, mm-hmm. then go shoot a couple rounds
Man,
of crap.
Man, they might be drunker than stuff.
No.
They ain't going out there.
No.
He told her.
Well, tell them what your daughter's doing. They're gonna have a noodling party.
Oh, what?
You don't know what noodling is.
Yeah, I know what
noodling.
I
don't know what noodling is.
That's when they
catch catfish.
Catfish with their arms.
Bare hands.
Oh man, the river guys. With it.
Yeah, see.
I'll watch. I ain't grabbing no catfish.
And that's before the trap shoot.
I
caught a catfish one time.
I know guys that catch snapping turtles like that too, and I ain't sticking my hand in no hole. Mm-mm. They claim as turtles have to back out. I don't believe that 100%. He might have found an open space in there.
And turned around on his way out. Man, I'm not messing with no turtle or no catfish underwater.
Oh, what's wrong with catfish? Catfish good eat.
Oh, I'll eat it. I love catfish.
You think I'll catch him with your bare hands?
No.
Rod and reel.
I got cut by a catfish fin.
Yeah.
When I was little. Caught a catfish right down in Mill Creek Park.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
My grandpa taught me how to hang on to them.
Yeah, you grab them with your thumb by the mouth, see?
Or you take your hand and you put your hand over that dorsal
so it can't
and get your thumb and third finger behind the two front fins, what they call them. Anyway.
Dorsals?
The dorsal's the one on the back.
Okay, well, I don't know.
And then they can't stick you.
It's called a pectoral fin.
That's so?
Pectoral fin.
There you go.
Pectoral, okay.
And then the smaller ones, you hit them in the head with a hammer, and then you skin them.
Well, I had probably a smaller one because it wasn't that big because I don't know how much catfish they put in that lake anymore.
Well, catfish pretty much carry on by themselves, but they got to have room to get big. Those great big huge ones like they catch in those rivers down south, those 100-pounders.
I couldn't imagine a 100-pound catfish. I mean, actually in person. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, I've seen them on TV.
Neither could my frying pan.
No, you'd be cut down to size by then.
Wow.
But you know what I don't see up here at all, fish-wise? Real flounder.
Well, flounder are, I think, saltwater fish, first of all.
Some are. Do you have freshwater flounder as well? I found that out by looking for a place where I could get grown flounder. What you see at Red Lobster and all these other places is baby flounder. has no taste. Okay? Doesn't taste really that well. I was down in Port Lavaca, Texas, years ago, and the people were hosting my band in, down in this little place. And, man, they put this catfish on my plate that was coming up over the, I mean, not catfish, but a flounder on my plate that was coming up over the edges just like, you know, it was big, it was huge. Mm-hmm. It was a flounder, flat flounder. Still had the bones in it, but, man, I enjoyed that so much.
Yeah.
But they got that little baby stuff. It doesn't have any taste to it.
My favorite is grouper. I like that. That's really good fish.
Well, we'll talk about fish later. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, Jeff, Ben, and Sticks in the air chair. We'll be right back after the news.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. A broken water main has forced a boil water alert for Trumbull County. Customers in Vienna Township are affected by the alert on Niles Vienna Road between Warren Sharon Road and south of 692 Niles Vienna Road. Police made regular crime runs to the Cleveland Street where three women were held captive in a house for more than a decade before escaping. Since the 2002 abduction of the first victim, police went to the block to take crime reports nearly 160 times. That's just over one crime report per month during the past decade for a city block with fewer than 20 homes. Ohio has received a $2.1 million federal grant to improve criminal background checks for home health care workers who directly serve the disabled and elderly. The money means more thorough reviews for more than 100,000 workers who provide direct care to patients in Medicaid and Medicare-funded settings. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600, WSOM.
There's no better place for delicious home-style meals than Hometown Buffet. Right now, SweetJack.com has amazing discounts on Hometown Buffet gift cards. Enjoy all your favorite Hometown Buffet meals, including everything you love at lunch and dinner, with soup, salad, and dessert always included. Best of all, the cards are valid at over 100 locations and never expire. And now you can get your Hometown Buffet gift cards at SweetJack.com.
Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon, with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair, Ben and Sticks hanging in there with us, with me, excuse me. And we're talking about whatever you want to talk about that's on your mind. I'm just reading off a couple of those things off of out of the news. The president's approval rating is at 53%, which is, to me, unbelievable. Unbelievable, but you know
isn't
what?
Isn't that the same as the uneducated rate in America?
No, that's only 47%. I'm just picking. Somebody can look it up. But I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, we had another bad shootout in Chicago over the weekend. Nobody's talking about the shootout down in...
That's impossible.
What's impossible?
There cannot be a shootout.
Oh.
How can you have a shootout if you're not allowed to take your gun outside of your house?
Oh, there cannot
be any shootouts in Chicago because they made it illegal to walk outside of your house with a loaded firearm.
Sticks, you just talking that noise, man.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Isn't it a law?
I thought they just let you. That's right. You can have.
You can't have it outside of your house.
Isn't it? No concealed carry.
There's no concealed carry in Illinois.
Wow.
In the city of Chicago, it is illegal to carry a loaded firearm outside of your house.
You can have
a loaded handgun inside your house or a loaded firearm inside your house, but you cannot carry it out. So there can't be that whole news report is a lie.
Mm-mm.
Because it's illegal. It's illegal to have a loaded gun outside of the house.
So you mean to tell me we had none of that going on in Chicago last weekend?
There's a law.
Then why did they get shot? They get shot with rubber bands and slingshots?
I mean, you know, that's what the gun grabbers want to tell us. We'll just make another law. We just keep making more and more laws, and it's illegal, and so you know. But, it, you know, it's a felony. It's a felony to lie on the background check form, but yet we're not prosecuting anybody for that. They're complaining about the gun show loophole, but it's already to be an unlicensed firearms dealer, and I believe if you move more than two guns a year, you're considered a dealer, so you have to have a federal firearms license to comply with the law, but we're not prosecuting anybody for that. We've got I don't know how many thousand gun laws that we're not enforcing, and these morons want to make more. Can somebody please help me? I don't understand.
Well, anyway, before they can put in make the IRS and other agencies investigate you without there being any reprisal, they have to take your guns. Because somebody's going to say enough is enough, and it's not going to work very well for them when they come to and take you over because...
Enough's enough.
Yeah. Somebody's going to say it.
No, I just did. Enough's enough.
But listen, you don't know about this. This is such a shame. China detains gay pride march organizer. Yeah. And guess what? What else? Thousands of anti-gay protesters riot in the country of Georgia.
That's in Russia, isn't it?
Hooligans.
Isn't that a socialist country?
In the country of Georgia, and that's mostly a Muslim country.
Yeah, it's a Muslim country over right below Russia.
Yeah, it was once part of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm. The USSR.
Union of Socialist Soviet.
United Soviet Socialist
Republic. Yeah. Wait, what's that second word? Socialist.
United. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's what our president wants in our country? Wow.
Why, I don't know, but they're going fastly toward it.
Mm-hmm. And socialism in that country was based on Marxist and Marxist principles.
But you know, it's time for the new world order. He's the most best chance at a new world order that I set up a long time ago.
Okay, George.
That's Henry.
Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger.
Well, you do a bad Henry Kissinger.
I do a good Nancy Pelosi, though. I think Hillary should win. That's my Christmas wish.
I think anybody. I would never, ever, ever, ever admit that I could do a Nancy Pelosi.
I probably better than her because I probably pick more sense than she does. Man, that woman is something else.
Listen, you can go to any insane asylum and find somebody with more sense than her.
Yeah, I hear you. Now they were after, somebody was sending me information over the weekend that the Republicans were supposed to have changed some of the Benghazi emails that they released. They changed some of the wording in it to make it be worse than it was.
Well, you know what? If that's the case, why don't we have the originals come from the White House then?
They do have. They had originals. It's some of the originals that came. But before the Republicans released it, they said that they changed. When I saw the changes that they said were made, all they did was explain the words that people used. And it was kind of funny to me because I said, you know, I told the guys, I said, I'm rolling over here. You don't have anything different. You know, they didn't say anything different. If they had made it worse and said that they said something they didn't say, that'd be one thing. All they did was explain a big word that they used that the regular public might not understand or know. Mm-hmm. But no, it's now a vast right wing conspiracy. It's the vast right wing conspiracy after me and my husband. You remember who that
Somebody
was?
Somebody has got to see this for what it is. I mean, I know people are not that
gullible.
Okay.
Well,
no
people. You have to understand, people
point,
are not.
They're not engaged.
No.
They got to get engaged, man. So what is it going to take? January 5th, 2014, before people start to realize, hey, this thing is taking a real chunk out of my butt. I don't have any butt left anymore.
Mm.
At what point is it going to change?
Probably when it's too late.
Is this truly what the news media want? They can't be that utopian.
Well, I can't say that they aren't, my friend, because people do not read. People do not follow anything either, and they get upset when they see a sound bite that could be on the side that they chose. I'm looking at these things and don't understand how people don't put the pieces together. And the government at this time thinks that you're stupid. In fact, they know that you're not going to get it. That's why you can have a man come out yesterday supposedly defending the president. And then when you ask him, was the president in the Situation Room during Benghazi, he tells you, I don't know what room the president was in. And it's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant, news media. It is quite relevant, but it doesn't matter because they are torn between really tearing the president a new one and then still wanting him to be the champion of leftist socialist causes. So,
well, if they do, they kill themselves too.
Well, absolutely, because they are then totally taken over. You know, he's going to explain to them, well, we want to wipe out people like Fox News because they found out that they investigated a Fox News anchor since from 2009. They've been investigating him, and they had all types of information, that they had all types of things that they did to find it. They tapped wire, they did wiretaps, they did everything. But this stuff is illegal. He wasn't a
foreign operative.
Yeah, foreign operative. No such thing. They're trying to detect a leak out of the government. Who's telling him, you know, that we have problems with Korea? Because see, you have right now, you have Iran shadowing Gulf exercises. You have today North Korea launching more missiles. Okay. They're launching more missiles today. They're practicing so that they can get the ability to launch a nuclear warhead somewhere in the world. Now, whether he's crazy enough to actually do it or not, I don't know. Russia is a little uneasy with them at times. But, you know, because I know Russia does not want you know, nuclear war. But with the president promising to reduce our nuclear warheads and, you know, telling Putin, I'll be a little more flexible after the election. No. Why aren't you seeing this? 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. And look, it's going to hurt little people before it hurts big people. Big people are going to be able to afford to protect themselves to a certain degree against a lot of things that are happening.
Yo, big people don't need to have guns. They can hire people.
Yeah.
They can hire guns.
Yeah, big people.
Hire guns. Yeah, little people, if we don't have a gun, we're gone.
Well, for example, former Mayor Daley. You know, he's the biggest hypocrite on the planet. He doesn't want you to have a gun, but yet his armed security force caught somebody breaking into his lodge in Wisconsin.
And what did they do to him?
Detained until the cops got there.
Well, they didn't move because they saw those guns, right?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. That should tell us something. That really does. That really does. Millions of Americans risk disrupted health care under new law.
I got one over here. Is this the smoking gun that ties the IRS scandal to the White House?
Well, that's my point. You're not going to see that come.
I don't know.
Easily.
Well, I don't know. Here's a. They've got a record.
Mm-hmm.
Of a private meeting between the head of the IRS workers union.
Mm-hmm.
And the president.
Okay.
The day before these targeted audits started. And they also have the president signed an executive order giving individual IRS agents or IRS employees more power to act independently.
An IRS agent that can act independently, sort of like a policeman that could just decide to pull over anybody he wants. An IRS agent can just decide to check anybody's records he wants, or stop or chain a business up and stop a business from working. And by the way, the IRS has done that to a restaurant in town here a few years back. They put chains on the door and said you're no longer allowed to do business.
Executive Order 13-522. IRS executive order directing that the IRS must allow employees and unions to have pre-decisional involvement in all workplace matters.
What? No, wait a minute. Wait, say that again. What's the name of that thing?
Executive Order 13-522. Executive Order titled Creating Labor Management Forms to Improve Delivery of Government Services Applied Across Federal Government, including the IRS. The directive specifically allows employees and unions to have pre-decisional involvement in all workplace matters.
Wow. So that means the union and the employee can
supersede the union and the IRS.
We'll be right back. Have the new with Tracy and Friends.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Washington working behind the scenes on a bipartisan immigration reform bill. The latest from ABC's Vic Ratner.
Almost unnoticed amidst the scandal stories, major progress being made on writing the immigration reform bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee, according to Chairman Senator Patrick Leahy.
The committee has voted to accept 67 amendments.
offered by senators from both sides of the aisle and with different attitudes on the bill.
Leahy hopes to finish writing the bill this week and bring it to the Senate floor after Memorial Day. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
In Phoenix, Jodi Arias' lawyers asked to withdraw from the penalty phase of her murder conviction. The judge promptly denied their request. Jurors in Phoenix are considering a sentence of life in prison or execution for Arias, who was convicted of first-degree murder and the killing of her one-time boyfriend. More severe weather, including twisters and hail, expected today across the plains, a day after a tornado killed two people near Shawnee, Oklahoma. Lisa Aiken in Wichita.
Everyone's just pulled together to assist, because I think we have another storm rolling in, so we want to get all the windows covered now.
Two men in their 70s were found dead near a mobile home park southeast of Oklahoma City. Dozens have been injured. Supreme Court has agreed to jump into a dispute over prayers in public meetings. The case involves a ruling that the town of Greece, New York, violated the Constitution by opening nearly every meeting over more than a decade with prayers. Yahoo and Tumblr making it official. Yahoo announced today that it purchased the popular blogging site for $1.1 billion. Forbes media and tech writer Jeff Bercovici notes that Yahoo is investing in youth.
Tumblr users are so young, they're almost not sure what a Yahoo is.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 13 points. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Just in time for summer, a look at SPF ratings on sunscreens. Find some more effective than others. ABC's Dave Schreiber with a rundown.
New rules from the FDA ban terms like waterproof on sunscreens. Nika Leiba is with the consumer watchdog group, the Environmental Working Group. She says there are differences in products that are on the shelves.
You want to look for a sunscreen with the active ingredients zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. We found that those mineral-based sunscreens protect against both UVA and UVB rays.
The consumer group found one in seven products it looked at boasted SPF ratings over 50, which experts have long been skeptical about. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
New government figures on the consequences of military sexual assault. More than 85,000 veterans were treated last year for injuries or illness linked to abuse. 4,000 sought disability benefits. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Introducing a new, faster way for your business to communicate. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. Get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3 at att.com/enhancedpttfree. A great new choice for business. You push to talk. AT&T pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Stop in at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer and get a fuel-efficient Fusion for just $209 a month or 0% financing for 60 months. Go to driveoneohio.com for more details.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we guarantee you will love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-851-8111. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40 absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-851-8111. That's 1-800-851-8111.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate in the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
And we're back. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. Jeff in the chair and sticks. Ben bailed out of here. In fact, they came and took him away.
Tracy's going.
What?
Tracy's going. Tracy's going to cut his pay again.
No,
he's going to end up owing her.
I know that's right. Anyway, South, you're still in the air chair here with us as well. There's all types of things happening in the news and stuff that I'm interested in. But I want to hear what you're interested in, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229.
I'm starting to think everybody misses Tracy's seductive voice. We ain't getting no callers. She ain't here. We don't get no callers.
Oh, not too many anyway. So Monday is like that, especially when it's a nice day
yeah.
out there. They do us like that.
Hard to talk on the phone and dig a ditch at the same time, ain't it?
Yeah, or be outside enjoying yourself, because I know I would be.
Yep.
But we're here holding it down. You know, it's really something what's going on, and I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the safety of America.
Here we did it again. Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. What technical difficulties? I'm trying to think of something that we could do. What is that you're looking at?
It's a they found another Gosnell type abortion clinic in Houston, Texas this time.
Okay.
I'm putting it on my Facebook if you can get it over there.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look it up if I can.
It's on YouTube.
WWW YouTube watch. Well, what's the name of it? I'm already in YouTube.
Abortion clinic employees, babies born alive daily.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. I mean, it really is. What these nurses are going to tell you in this interview, if we can get it online so you can hear it, it's really disturbing.
Yeah, it is that. Yeah, here it is. Let's see it right away. So we're going to play a little bit of this on this for you because, you know, the press is not going to do this because the press is by and large made up of a lot of people that believe things from the left. Now, because of that, they don't believe that that when you conceive that you actually have a baby there.
Oh, they believe that fully. They just believe that a woman has a right to kill her child. And then you've got very learned people like Dr. Lamont Hill who are coming out openly and saying the reason they're not reporting on this is because it's going to hurt the abortion industry, which I might add is a seven-figure industry in the United States.
Seven-figure, that's what nobody understands. That is huge. That is huge. And, you know, that's why it's not going anywhere, not because it's, you know, it's only a tissue mass and not because of anything else. There's huge money involved in this situation of abortion, killing children. It's a multi-billion dollar industry a year. And across the world, it could be more. But that's why I don't understand. We're killing off these kids. We don't have enough people now to pay Social Security. We don't have enough people to fill certain types of jobs that everybody's not, you know, fit to work or, you know, not equipped to work, I should say. I shouldn't say fit, equipped. And you are getting ready to bring in another culture that's going to change the dynamic of America. I'm twisted on immigration for one reason. Immigration can fulfill a lot of our needs for inexpensive labor. It can fill a lot of our needs for high-end jobs that a lot of Americans aren't equipped to do. That means they're not all coming from the Southwest or South. And it would also be that people are paying into the system. However, many of those people will be taking from the system first before they pay into it.
And that is the key difference between immigration circa 2013 and immigration circa 1913.
Okay.
Because the immigrants that came here from Europe, the Eastern Europeans, the Irish, the Italians, we got the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come over here thinking that the streets were paved with gold.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that got over here and understood that the gold paving on the streets required elbow grease to get,
mm-hmm,
stayed.
Yeah.
And the ones that realized that there was no social system like at home,
yeah,
they turned around and went home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to keep the hardest working, best cream of the crop of those people. And today, with our social welfare net for those immigrants, they all stay. We don't. The lazy ones stay just right along with the good ones. And I think we need all the hard working people we can get in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who's willing to put their shoulder to the plow, we want them here. But if you don't want to put your shoulder to the plow, go back where you come from.
Oh, I hear you. Alex?
Hey, Jeff and Sticks.
What's
how you guys
on,
doing
sir?
This afternoon?
Good,
yeah,
Alex.
I wanted
did
to
you
go...
hear what I said about, did you hear what I said about the airline?
Yeah, I'm right in there with you. You know, we just, you know, I'll be definitely be your partner, your business partner on that one. you know.
Hey, long
and I like your slogan too. That was a great slogan.
Everybody packing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna start as minority sister, and I'm gonna call it We Be Packing. We be packing now, okay? We be packing air. And it's not just luggage, baby. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Tell me what you're talking about.
Well, I want to go back to the abortion issue, you know, because I don't know if you guys caught the news. In Tampa, this guy slips his girlfriend at the time an abortion pill. And he's being charged with premeditated murder. She was at 6 weeks gestation. She wanted to keep the baby, but he didn't. And you know, long story short, he gave her a pill that told her of something else, and she took it. And you know, it was the type of the pill that you know, forces you to purge the baby or whatever, the fetus, whatever you want to call it. And so now he's under, and it's on my Facebook page, Jeff, if you want to pull it up, the news article. But essentially he's being charged with premeditated murder, looking at a life sentence. And so, you know, my issue with the whole thing is that, you know, I'm against abortion, hands down. However, I believe that the law needs to be equally and consistently applied.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes, I agree.
And so, you know, I just think that if, like, charging him with all these things that are related to murder, because there's a couple other charges tacked on there, but I don't remember the exact name of them. But essentially, I think it violates equal protection under the law, because the thing is that does a fetus have legal personhood or doesn't it? We need to define that. Because if a fetus has personhood, then you have to confer upon it constitutional rights and human rights. And so if that's the case, then you cannot have laws that allow for a woman to terminate a fetus or baby, but not a man. Even if it was under nefarious circumstances, you can't make it legal for a woman to do it, but not a man.
Well,
it
has been Judeo-Christian law for 5,000 years that if a man strikes a woman and forces her to lose a child, he is guilty of murder.
Right, right. And my thing is what now? God now gave up his right to appeal his sentence if he didn't get death. So now he's going to be alive. What's stopping somebody else from not taking this to court and getting all people that have been charged with vehicular homicide and all those other things, not be in jail anymore? I think that that's a huge issue, and I think that they have the ability to get out of jail on that. Now, I'm telling you, because I don't think it can be supported if you're thinking about I'm losing my train of thought. If you're thinking about keeping abortion as being the law of the land, how can you abort babies and then charge somebody with vehicular homicide if you kill the wife or the mother and the,
right,
and the baby at the same time?
Right. It's two counts, yeah, instead of one.
Right. Two counts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not
consistent.
Doesn't
make sense.
You know, and so we need to, that issue really needs to be brought up and really clarified and our courts, well, I'd say in the law, I should say. That's why I say that we need to just have a law. And I'm okay with it, even if it was a federal one, but basically declaring what legal personhood is. because there's just too much inconsistency in how this is applied when it comes to unborn children. Yeah.
Well, absolutely, and they and regardless of what they're saying, viable, no baby born is viable. They cannot live outside the womb unless somebody feeds them, okay, and does for them. So, you know, what the arguments that they're coming up with are just not there, and, you know, they're not. And so they're opposed themselves. How do you have this law going like this? How do you do that? Well, it's going to be some stuff here now. We're looking at a thing that says that the Tea Parties all across the nation are getting ready to go out and protest.
Yeah, they're going to protest the IRS office in Canton tomorrow, I know.
Right. So they're going to hold the nationwide.
They're going to take pictures and use face recognition technology. Everybody's going to get audited now.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to mess with them right now, because until this blows over some way, because this is going to be something. But, you know, we were going to play a little bit of this people from abortion clinic. What you laughing at, man?
Look, somebody needs to pimp slap Al Sharpton. I mean, slap him two times.
Don't start, man. You're going to get me thrown out of Youngstown. Al Sharpton's making his money. Hold on, Sal. Unlisted caller, you're on air.
Yeah, I wanted to say, what about the argument that what if the man was the one that wanted to keep the baby and the female didn't, and she went out and took the abortion pill, can he sue her? Can he take her to court for murder?
Oh, we had a guy call in from California we call Mr. Solutions, and he brought that same argument up to say that, you know, the woman is given all the power when it comes to having a baby, when actually that baby is more that man's than it is that woman.
And the man's given all the responsibility for paying for it.
Not only for that, but that baby has that man's blood and DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That's his offspring. Now, it's a mixture between the two, but that is heavy. That is heavy. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I don't see how to get away with it.
Then it should go both ways. We should have people out there doing the same thing. If you're a man and you impregnate a woman and you want to keep the baby, then if she want to get an abortion, it should be the same way. Then they should be able to go down there and take them to court then. And they should be forced not to have an abortion. And if they do have one, then they should go to jail.
It should be murder.
The only problem is possession is 9/10 of the law, and she possesses the cargo.
Well,
yeah, but we did.
Go ahead.
DNA evidence.
That's why you can't really. It sucks, but the only solution I've come up with in my mind is, I think you have to give men the freedom or the room to decide whether or not they want to accept the rights to that child. Because if a woman has the choice to terminate the baby if she wants to, basically anchoring a man for 18 years, at least, at minimum, I think the only way to even it is to give the man the ability to say, no, I'm not going to have responsibility for this. And then it would make people people be more responsible about having children, you know, before they even conceive in the first place. If you couldn't automatically just latch on to somebody without a prior agreement.
But aren't there also prosecutors in the United States that are prosecuting women for child endangerment, for drug abuse while they're pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
That could be.
I mean, there's lots of cases.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like we're an insane society.
Well, we oppose ourselves. we definitely oppose ourselves, because you can't have a law saying that the man is responsible or a person is responsible for a double homicide. At the same time, you know, a man can't tell a woman, you have that child and then give him to me, you know, after you have him, if she decides she doesn't want the child. So, you know, that's the option. That's my child. You can't kill my child. Let that child come. And we're going to see what happens. That's going to be very interesting to see whether somebody ever brings this one up. And maybe we start that dialogue right here.
Well, I think as we find out about more and more of these butcher shops, like Kermit Gosnell's, and like this second one that they found in Houston, and that's the thing, that's why they didn't pay any attention to Gosnell, is because they know that once this cascade starts rolling, they're going to start finding more and more and more of these across the country. And more people are going to come out and tell what's going on inside the abortion clinics, that public opinion is going to change on this. And I predict that within 10 to 30 years, we will look on abortion as the same horror and the same societal wrong as we do slavery.
Well, we will certainly see whether that happens. But we need to see that. That has to be something that we definitely look at. And we're going to put that out. You know, what people really think about. What people really think about. But anyway, go ahead. I'm trying to see. South or unknown caller. You can keep on talking. You're in the air with us, man. We ain't letting you go. We got a lot of men in the room today.
What I was talking about, old Big Al, was this. Okay.
What did Big Al do, man?
On the Five Friday, I believe it was. They were talking about what if it were, you know, Chelsea Clinton or you know, Amy Carter or one of those kids over in Benghazi instead of the two Navy SEALs. And the guy said, well, what if it was even, you know, Tasha and Malia over there with the kids, you know, in the embassy, and it took them 5 hours for somebody to get there. What kind of uproar would there be in Washington, D.C.? Why is it that, you know, this Navy SEAL who does have a mom and a dad, why should they be belittled or thought of as any less because they're asking questions? Now, which was a legitimate question, but now MSNBC has jumped all over this because they mentioned Tasha and Malia in an example or, you know, as an analogy of what kind of treatment they were getting. For the guys from the Navy SEALs in Benghazi, their parents were getting the ones that were killed.
It was presented to me a totally different. And I'm glad that you said this because I didn't get a chance to look up at it.
Yeah.
To look it up.
Oh yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
I saw it. I heard the whole thing was on the Five. And if he had put it in, I forget which one it is, but if he had put it in there, Beckel would have lit him up. Beckel said nothing because he knew the context that it was spoken in. But if you look at the way the clip is done on MSNBC, you'll find that it's definitely doctored to the point to where, all they did was pull out that one section where he's talking about Tasha Malia, but he also mentions two white former first kids as well. Man,
mm-hmm.
These people make me sick. They make me absolutely nauseous.
Well, you know, it's a double, triple standard, all of that stuff, you know. Period. You know.
And this is who white people see every night and think black people are like.
Yes.
See why we're in the situation.
Yes. 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 That's exactly what they think, because they part of white people, and that's the more, you know, the liberal side of them. Created people to be and to think like that. They made you think that way. They put you in the places where you couldn't grow and you couldn't prosper or anything, because they're going to make sure you can't. But see, nobody pays attention to that. No one. No, not at all.
So tell me something. Why are not white Democrats racist? Why do the quote unquote Pan Africans love, you know, the Democrat white man?
I don't know if Pan Africans do. That's a different story altogether.
You start talking to Michigan, man, it seems like, you know, that's the case.
Oh, really?
I mean, that ideology, the whole socialist ideology, is not one that is, that to me is not one that's African. Socialist ideology is one that's European. At least that's what I'm reading from my study.
Yeah, I doubt that. I think that Michigan Band is coming more from an African-centered perspective, which would be more, more communalism and not socialism. You know, it's more of a, things are handled more at the local community level rather than at the, you know, at a federal centralized level. That's more of a traditional African way of governing.
Okay, Alex, you got to explain that one to me.
Well, it's just,
when you say,
you know,
communal, I mean, because in a community, especially from, well, the ones I've seen, there's always been a chief and there's always been a council. Are you referring to it that way? But the last word, the final word is with the council and the chief.
You have chiefs and. But the chief isn't over, like, you know, huge territories or anything like that. They're typically over, smaller areas, and each group is free to govern themselves however they want, as long as they don't, you know, offend anybody else, you know. It's meant to be done in harmony, though, where everybody kind of agrees with how things are supposed to be handled. But it's that's the difference from socialism. It's not really socialism where there's a centralized authority and I could be wrong about what Michigan Man believes, but if he's, you know, from a traditional African perspective, and you can go into Africa today, like in Ghana and Nigeria, you'll find a lot of chieftaincies where the local centralized government just leave them alone. They just let them govern themselves. And so, as long as they're not hurting anyone else, but there's not like this centralized authority over everyone, you know, rationing out the nation's resources and all this stuff. You know, everybody works the land that they live on, and they keep what they earn. And that's the traditional African way.
Okay.
That's what America was, how the Americans made it, if you remember. Because that first year, they had everybody working one set of fields. Okay? And they almost starved to death for the first, 2 years, was it, six? The Pilgrims?
Yeah. They almost starved to death until they gave every family their own plot of land.
Right. And when they gave everybody their plot of land and say, you're responsible for this.
Well, you get to keep what comes off of it.
Right. Just like he was just saying about the African, you know, the Africans originally in most parts, that was the culture. Well, my God, how do you not recognize that? Well, this is why you don't recognize that. Because when you were brought to this country, you were absolutely told or stripped away from everything that had to do with your culture. Because they didn't want you ever wanting to go back to it or anything else. They wanted you as property, and they psychologically destroyed you. So I understand. That's what I see here. I don't see anything, you know, other than that here. That's what happened to us. We were stripped of all culture. all the people that come here, that didn't happen to them.
Yeah, the only weakness in that, which I think the American form of government that was originally chartered anyway, it improves on it. The only weakness in that is that when you take it too far, then you become vulnerable the way that our African ancestors were, where if you can come in and manipulate one group and get them to, you know, go against another group and cause all this fragmentation to, you know, basically you're poking and prodding from the outside to get what you want, instead of there's too much fragmentation. And so you in some way you need some binding body of these independent, you know, groups or whatever, and that was in my opinion primary reason why they were so easily conquered, you know, and enslaved and things like that. But the, you know, American form of government that was originally chartered, it was supposed to give everybody that same freedom, and they keep what they earn, blah blah blah. But, you know, but also having them, you know, under a binding them through, you know, under United States Charter, which was a very big improvement, and I think is good. But, you know, we've just gone so far away from it now. I don't know. Sometimes I think the only thing we can do is disband our federal government and rebuild it. Because it's just so broken.
I hear you on that. Definitely.
Yeah, I've often said we need to take the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and move it to Kansas City and just wipe out Washington D.C.
334, you're on the air if you want to talk. I definitely agree because.
Jeff, you ever read Tom Clancy's executive orders?
No.
It's a very interesting scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The scenario is that it's State of the Union night, and the entire government is in the Capitol building, and somebody flies a jet aircraft in there and wipes out the entire government.
Congress, right.
Congress, president, everybody's gone except the newly sworn-in vice president.
Okay.
And he gets to, him and the governors of the states get to appoint an entire new government. Very interesting scenario.
You think that's what they were trying to do with 9/11?
Hey, it was written years before.
Well, I think they got that idea from that.
It could be.
Because they got the Pentagon. They got the Pentagon instead, but shoot.
Yeah, you don't know where that plane was going.
It was either the White House or the Congress. They said.
Yeah.
By what they could gather from information, very interesting, very 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 interesting. I would like to roll back the edges per se, as well. But I think you'd have so many people that would just die, because they're so doggone dependent on government. I don't think that very many people would work with people.
I don't know. I think hunger is a great motivator. I think there would be a huge social adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But I have faith in the average American. I really do. Of all races, creeds, and colors, and I think there's something that stirs inside our hearts that has been allowed to become dim. But if we were given our true freedoms back as laid out in the constitutions, that it would rekindle.
Mm-hmm.
And you would see a nation like you've never seen before in past 100 years. I honestly believe that with all my heart, mind, and soul.
Mm. Very interesting.
You know, and
do you think they
amazing.
Would be, do you think we've
ahead,
contri- we've been, you think we've created too many pansies now that would just be, you know, they're out there?
Well,
the
problem is that because of the inflation that our Federal Reserve System has created. This is all my opinion, of course, and I ain't nobody, but we've created this inflationary system where your money isn't worth anything. So you can't do what people did in the past that came here and work menial jobs and figure out a way to get through the system or around the system to live on even less of what they earn than their menial wage and put a little back and better themselves. You know, our monetary system has just destroyed our savings ability in this country. You know, there's a family here in the valley that talks of their grandfather coming here from Switzerland, and he worked for like $1.50 a week or $1.50 a month plus room and board, and he saved enough money out of that to buy his very first farm with cash money. Now, I guarantee you, a man that was making that kind of money in the 1800s and saved enough to pay for a farm cash money, he was a very frugal man, and he wasn't going out on Saturday night partying. But you can't do that anymore. There's no way that in this society, the way our monetary system is, that you can ever hope to save that kind of money in a lifetime to pay cash for things. It's based on keeping you in debt and keeping you enslaved to debt.
Mm. Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about it.
I'm saving up to pay cash on my next.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSON News.
We're going to be
right
back.
A broken water main has forced a boil water alert for Trumbull County. Customers in Vienna Township are affected by the alert on Niles Vienna Road between Warren Sharon Road and south of 692 Niles Vienna Road. Police made regular crime runs to the Cleveland Street where three women were held captive in a house for more than a decade before escaping. Since the 2002 abduction of the first victim, police went to the block to take crime reports nearly 160 times. That's just over one crime report per month during the past decade for a city block with fewer than 20 homes. Ohio has received a $2.1 million federal grant to improve criminal background checks for home health care workers who directly serve the disabled and elderly. The money means more thorough reviews for more than 100,000 workers who provide direct care to patients in Medicaid and Medicare-funded settings. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
Golf 18 holes in Avalon Lakes, Kensington, Greens of Greenville, or Avalon at Buell with a cart for an incredible 60 to 70% off the regular price. Go to 600WSOM.com and click the Sweet Jack icon. Get online and buy yours today.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
What's happening today at WeatherTight?
WeatherTight. Marianne, you know the temperature is going to be right where WeatherTight likes it, and we're doing some great, great installs today. We install on all types of weather, too. And we do it all for you at WeatherTight with our new WeatherTight windows, siding, roofing, kitchen, cabinet, refacing, entry and patio doors, and financing available for every budget. Right now, all WeatherTight is spring savings special at 25% off. That's 25% off on anything you get from WeatherTight windows. And eligible for the energy tax credit because they're all Energy Star approved. Senior military discounts, all products made in the USA, and we're so sure that you'll fall in love with WeatherTight. If you only need one window, that's what we'll do for you and protect the prices on the remaining windows in your house for up to 4 years. 26 years of satisfying thousands of customers, so pick up the phone and call 1-800-821-8483. That's 821-8483. And like always, guys, whether it be one window or a house full, Mrs. Mervin, the WeatherTight family guarantee you'll be satisfied with WeatherTight replacement windows for the life of your house.
This hour of America's Morning News is brought to you by Clayton Heating and Air Conditioning, the Valley's number one choice for heating and air conditioning. It's hard to stop a train.
Not all MRIs are alike. Find out more at Diagnostic Medical X-Ray and Imaging in Boardman.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back here on the last quarter of the show here right now. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff and Sticks in the air chair today. How you doing out there? We're wondering how you're feeling, how you're living, all of that stuff. I don't know how many callers I have online because I lost my little place here, but I'm going to find out again. There we go. I can go back to my studio and see who's there. All right. And once again, but you guys, everybody that has been up, you're still up and live right now. You can just chime in whenever you're ready. And Sticks, we'll get to that probably that abortion thing later this week. I don't know. When you come in, Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday we have a guest coming.
She
I don't have her name on the tip of my tongue, but
mm-hmm.
She was involved in white slavery.
Wow.
In the Detroit area as a teenager in high school, and she says her parents never knew it, and she has a very interesting story.
That is fantastic. People don't realize that people are still being sold.
The number one city for white slavery in the United States is Toledo, Ohio.
Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack.
Are you Toledo, Ohio?
Toledo, Ohio.
Wow. That is crazy, man. That is absolutely crazy. I can't believe that.
You tell him why, Sticks?
Say that again?
You tell him why?
You know why?
I've got an idea. I got a theory on that.
Well, let's hear it.
Oh, it has a lot to do with the Middle East.
Yeah, Toledo is pretty close to Dearborn, Michigan, you know.
Yeah.
Is that why?
And I think a lot of them are taken in and shipped overseas. And I'm talking about Americans. There's a high concentration of Filipino, both men and women, that get offered a chance to go to countries like Bahrain and UAE and Saudi Arabia and work. And then when they get there, they get stuck. So
I understand.
So
well,
it's a trafficking issue.
Well, there's
several that disappeared down here. That there's no way you can't tell me that they're not overseas right now. They're used typically blonde hair, blue eyed, white females.
Wow.
And they usually get a lot of press from the people down here. But yeah, in Myrtle Beach and the whole Grand Strand area, they lose at least two or three a year that disappear.
Man, that is something. That is something else.
Yeah, in a lot of tourist areas, you find that. I could tell you here in Orlando, it's sad every year. Yeah, during the summer, you see photos of missing white girls, you know. And, you know, that's why when you go on vacation, you know, with your families and things like that, you really have to be careful. You can only imagine what happened to them. But, yeah, it happens all the time, especially in high tourist areas. I know that happens here in Orlando. They just disappear, and they say if you don't find them, I think it's within the first 3 days or something, then odds are you're never going to find them again.
Well,
it's just really sad.
This lady that we're going to have on Wednesday, it's amazing the story that she has to tell, because you wouldn't believe it unless you heard it from somebody who had actually lived it, because it's just, it's amazing. And I hope people will tune in and listen, because it happens every day in the United States of America. This is not a third world thing.
So in other words, this thing that just happened, the guy up in Cleveland, is not something that cannot happen. This is more something that can really happen.
It's happening all the time.
Wow.
It's happening all of the time.
Hey,
did you hear that one of those girls has to have reconstructive surgery on her face because he beat her so bad?
That's the one that kept getting pregnant. Yes, it came better. Tell me why that shouldn't be death penalty.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't either. I do not either. And you know, I'm
snip snip and feed them to him.
Yeah, that too.
I have no problem with that.
First.
Hey, Jeff, I mean, since you were in the military, I was in the military, Jeff was in the military. Now, tell me something. If you were an inept leader and had no clue of what was going on as a officer in a unit, a combat line unit, what would happen to you?
Oh, I've seen navigators fired on the spot. Yeah, I've seen submarine captains fire a navigator on the spot.
Unlisted caller, you are in the air.
I'm glad you liked my plan with the guards. Oh, I was thinking that.
Hey! Unlisted caller, you are on the air.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
You've been messing up, man? Yeah, I've been messing up. I'm at work.
Oh, I thought somebody was hollering at you.
Oh, nah. I was around a bunch of people. I just wonder, what do you really think about the senator down in South Carolina getting reelected? What's your honest thoughts about that?
Oh, well, it's a pre-marker to the midterms, if you ask me. That's just my opinion. I'm thinking that they don't want another Democrat to help Obama do anything in any place that's anywhere near conservative. So they put a guy back in that was kind of crazy.
Now, Jeff.
Yeah.
You do realize that, you know, it could have gone either way. It was a matter of turnout.
Well, I don't know that because you know I don't have those demographics. All I know is
I know the demographics. It was a matter of turnout because you're talking about Mark Sanford,
right? Yeah.
If the Democrats would have gotten out, then it would have been a different story.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not answering my question.
And he's running for re-election again in 14.
Yeah, he'll win easily. Won't be no problem whatsoever. He'll win it. They will not. They will. I don't think they'll ever have another Democrat in the first district. Not in my lifetime.
And the first district is Charleston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Charleston, part of Myrtle Beach, Georgetown area down there. Gullah and Geechee country.
Okay, now Scott's the other real popular guy from down there, right? If I'm thinking right, the African American.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what district is he in, do you know?
He was in District 1. That was his old district. But he's a senator.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
Now I remember the scenario. The scenario, for those who don't know, now I remember, is Scott was appointed to be the senator, right?
Right.
And and Sanford took his House seat.
Took his, right. He ran for his House seat and won, which was previously Sanford's old seat.
Okay. now,
before he became governor.
Now, you think Scott will get reelected, and when does he run for reelection?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll get reelected. He'll get reelected. He runs for reelection in 16.
Okay.
Oh, well,
all right.
14. The next election, he'll run for reelection.
And you don't think he's going to have a problem?
Nah, he won't have a problem at all. Who are they going to run against?
But I heard South Carolina was racist. They couldn't possibly elect a black senator.
They'll never elect a woman as governor, right?
especially not one that has Indian-born parents, huh?
Yeah, a minority governor, female, a double minority.
I thought all them rednecks down there wouldn't elect nobody like that.
Well, see, the problem is they're thinking just because they think that all black people are dumb and stupid and can't learn, so you have to adjust the system for them. That's how they think about, you know, that's how they say women are down here and so on and so forth. And Indians, well, they still haven't figured out why they put the red dot in their forehead, you know. They just think that's somebody's got a gun, the laser spot pointed at them all the time.
You leave my Coachella alone don't ever come to my store again.
Hey, do you know what town Nikki Haley grew up in? South Carolina.
Nikki grew up in the Columbia, Richland, Lexington area.
Okay. Because my wife went to high school in James Island, which is outside of Charleston, and she's often said Nikki Haley looks familiar to her, and that's just why I was curious if she was from down in that area.
Could be. Now Nikki's family is not. Well, I'll put it this way. They weren't rich when they came here. But that second generation is doing very, very well.
But that's the way most immigrants that come to this country are. Their parents, the people that come here originally, give them a good work ethic, and the kids take off. And it usually takes 4 or 5 generations before they get Americanized and they get lazy.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, well,
that's
we'll
that's
see.
For sure.
But here it is. That you guys have blown my mind on a couple things here today, but no, I think that they're not wanting to vote for anything liberal down there in the South ever again. I'm just wondering whether they're going to be able to overcome that with anybody but an Obama, and as we now see, that he kept his opposition from being able to organize against him by using the IRS. Now, that's plain and simple who it is and what happened.
Not only did the IRS target Tea Party groups, now they're starting to come out with a longer and longer list of journalists. They're coming out with lists from Fox News. Glenn Beck's been audited over and over, Hannity, Rush. So they're definitely playing Nixon.
Oh, no doubt. So we're going to see what happens here.
Well,
but anyway,
hey,
that's it.
Hey,
yeah. Go ahead, quickly.
Even Charles Dobson, the family, on the family was audited.
Yep, we saw it.
Yep, Franklin Graham. So you all have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, because we're going to see how many people show up for this countrywide protest. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I'll be back tomorrow. Tracy will be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website.